All right, everyone, let's dive in. Today, we're taking a close look at Fernando R. Ledesma High School, FRLHS for short. It's near L.A., part of the El Monte Union High School District.
Okay.
And it's not your average high school. It's a continuation school.
Right.
Specifically for 11th and 12th graders.
Interesting.
Yeah. And our main source today is their 2024-2025 WESCAEC self-study report, which they put together for accreditation.
Okay.
So this gives us a really unique insider's perspective.
Yeah.
On FRLHS and, you know, their programs, the challenges they're facing, and their goals.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. So are you ready to kind of get a feel for the world of continuation schools?
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
I think one of the most fascinating things about continuation schools is they serve a really unique purpose.
Yeah.
They offer these alternative pathways to graduation for students who, for a variety of reasons, hadn't thrived in a traditional high school setting.
It's really all about second chances, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It is.
And FRLHS really embodies that.
Yeah.
You know, think about it. Teen parents who are balancing, you know,
right.
responsibilities.
Of course.
Students who've had maybe some disciplinary issues. Students who've fallen behind on credits.
Yeah.
FRLHS opens its doors to all of them.
That's right.
It's all about creating that supportive environment where those students can really thrive.
And you can see that in the range of programs they offer.
Yeah.
In the report, they have everything from regular day classes to independent study.
Mm-hmm.
They even have evening classes to accommodate different schedules.
Right.
Plus, there's credit recovery.
Okay.
To help students get back on track, vocational training.
Wow.
And get this, even dual enrollment with Rio Hondo Community College.
That's amazing.
I know, it's a lot.
Yeah, that dual enrollment program in particular is a real game changer.
Right.
It guarantees FRLHS students 2 years of free tuition at Rio Hondo.
Wow.
Which is a huge incentive,
yeah.
especially for students who may not have, you know, thought about college as an option before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, here's something that really stood out to me in the report.
Okay.
And I'm curious if you noticed this too. FRLHS is super invested in social emotional learning, or SEL.
Mm-hmm.
They even have a dedicated wellness center.
That's fantastic.
Oh,
that
okay.
wellness center really speaks volumes about their commitment to supporting the whole student.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a safe space where students can access individual support, participate in group sessions, you know, learn coping mechanisms through workshops.
Yeah.
It's incredible to think about the impact that has on students facing life challenges.
It's huge. And it really goes beyond academics.
Yeah.
It's about giving them the tools to really navigate all the ups and downs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's saying, we see you and we're here to support you on every level.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, let's shift gears a little bit and look at some of the positive things happening at FRLHS.
Okay.
The report highlights a bunch of developments since their last accreditation back in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And one that really jumped out at me was the construction of a brand new multi-purpose building.
Cool.
Complete with a gym.
Nice.
That's a first in the school's history.
That's great.
I know. And it's not just a win for FRLHS.
Right.
The report mentions that other schools in the district are using the space too.
Oh, wow.
So it's really having a positive ripple effect.
That's awesome. Yeah. Having a dedicated space like that for assemblies and events and activities can do wonders for school spirit.
Absolutely.
And really help build a sense of community.
I agree. And the upgrades don't stop there.
Okay.
They've also made significant investments in technology,
right.
providing students with Chromebooks, interactive whiteboards.
Mm-hmm.
They've embedded SEO curriculum across all subjects.
Nice.
Improved communication systems with parents.
Okay.
And even rolled out a Metro GoPass initiative to make sure students have access to free transportation.
That's amazing.
I know. Talk about a commitment to providing resources.
Yeah.
But of course, like any school, FRLHS has its share of challenges.
Right.
And the report is really transparent about the areas where they're trying to improve, which I appreciate.
Absolutely. That willingness to acknowledge areas for growth is so crucial for any institution that's really striving for excellence.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So one thing that jumped out at me was the graduation rate.
Okay.
The California School Dashboard reports an average rate of 32%. Over the past 3 years, which seems pretty low.
Yeah.
But the report actually points out this critical discrepancy between that figure and their own internal calculations.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is.
That raises a really interesting point about how we measure success in continuation schools.
Yeah.
It's not as simple as just looking at one single metric.
Exactly.
You know, these students often come from complex backgrounds and have faced a lot of obstacles in their education.
Mm-hmm.
External factors can play a huge role in their ability to graduate.
Right. It's a much more nuanced picture.
Exactly.
Than what a standardized metric might suggest.
Absolutely.
What's important is that FRLHS isn't ignoring the issue.
Yeah.
They're really actively working on improvement.
Yeah, they're not just accepting that low graduation rate as like inevitable.
No.
The report outlines several steps that they're taking, like implementing NWEA, which is a math assessment program, and piloting a math support course to help students who are struggling with those foundational math concepts.
So they're providing that extra layer of support.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
They're also expanding their elective and career technical education offerings.
Oh, great.
Which is really important.
Yeah.
To give students more options and pathways.
Absolutely. Providing a more well-rounded and robust educational experience.
Exactly. And they're aggressively pursuing grant funding.
Good for them.
To support these initiatives.
Yeah.
So they're really committed.
That's excellent.
Now, one theme that kept popping up in the report.
Okay.
And this really resonated with me.
Yeah.
Was this idea of fostering a strong sense of belonging among the students.
Interesting.
It came up in the report itself and in the data from those student and parent surveys. A lot of the students said they feel safe and respected at FRLHS.
Okay.
But a much smaller number said they feel a true sense of belonging.
I see.
Yeah. And that's such a crucial point, you know.
It is that feeling of connection.
Right.
You know, being a part of something.
Yeah.
Larger than yourself.
Exactly.
It's so important for these students.
It is.
Who might have felt disconnected or disengaged in their previous school environments.
Exactly. You know, imagine coming from a high school where you just didn't fit in.
Right.
And then you find yourself at FRLHS.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you feel safe and respected, building those deeper connections.
Yeah, it takes time.
It takes time.
It's not just about feeling safe.
Right.
It's about feeling seen, heard, valued.
Abstract.
For who you are.
100%.
And that sense of belonging can be so powerful for academic success and just personal growth in general.
It can be.
It's like providing that fertile ground for students to really blossom.
It is.
And FRLHS really seems to get that.
Yeah.
They're actively trying to cultivate that sense of belonging through different initiatives.
Absolutely. They're expanding their Learn Prep extracurricular activities.
Great.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah.
They're weaving interactive elements into their lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And they're even piloting a leadership course.
Nice.
To help empower students.
That's fantastic.
To take ownership within the school.
It's about creating that space.
Right.
Where students can connect with each other.
Yeah.
Connect with their teachers.
Yeah, absolutely.
And with the broader community.
Right. 100%. It's really about fostering a sense of community.
Yeah.
Which is so important.
Absolutely. And it's really interesting how they address that challenge. You know, they serve a very specific demographic, predominantly Hispanic students.
Okay.
And they often use the term At Promise to describe them.
Ah, that At Promise label. I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
What's the story there?
Well, it often refers to students who face, you know, systemic barriers to success.
Right.
In this case, many of these students are coming from families where Spanish is the primary language.
Right.
And a majority of their parents haven't graduated high school themselves.
So we're not just talking about academic catch-up here.
No.
It's about breaking cycles and opening up pathways to opportunities.
Exactly.
That might not have been there before.
Yeah. And that really highlights the importance of their goals, you know?
Yeah.
They're not just aiming for these students to graduate high school.
Right.
They want them to see college as a real possibility.
Absolutely.
Especially at a local community college.
It's like they're saying, look, a high school diploma is just the beginning.
Yeah.
We're here to help you launch into something bigger.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, one of the foundations of that launch is attendance.
Okay.
You'll see in the report that FRLHS has this multi-pronged approach to boosting those attendance rates.
So what are they doing?
Well, teachers do a second attendance check at the end of each period.
Oh, okay.
They've got a reward system for good attendance.
Nice.
And an automated system that contacts parents when a student misses class.
Wow, that's smart.
Yeah, they even hold parent workshops.
Okay.
To really emphasize how important attendance is.
Yeah, bringing parents into the loop is so important.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially at that age.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And they're just as strategic about boosting those credit completion rates.
Okay, how so?
Well, they offer online credit recovery courses,
okay,
dual enrollment courses, and even summer school.
Wow.
To give those students multiple chances to catch up.
Yeah.
And on top of that, they have this really robust tutoring program that's available 4 days a week.
They're really throwing everything they can at this.
Yeah, they are. It's impressive.
It's impressive to see how much effort they're putting in.
Yeah, and it's not just about throwing resources at the problem. It's about having those targeted strategies.
Exactly.
For example, one of their goals is to improve student performance on standardized tests, like the CASPP, which is the California Assessment of Student Performance and Progress.
I was wondering about that because they mentioned incorporating those CASPP-style questions into their math and English classes and having students work on those projects that are similar to the CASPP performance tasks.
Yeah, they're really trying to, you know, weave those test-taking skills and strategies into the curriculum.
So they're not just teaching to the test.
Right.
But they are giving students the tools
to
navigate those high-stakes tests.
It's about leveling the playing field.
Uh-huh. And making sure their students are prepared to really showcase what they know.
Exactly. And it sounds like they're being really thoughtful about it.
They are. They're even thinking about adding a math readiness course to address those foundational gaps that some students might have.
That attention to detail is really impressive.
It is. It's like they're analyzing the data to pinpoint those areas where students need that extra support.
And then coming up with very specific solutions.
Exactly.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that data-driven approach is really evident in how they tackle all their challenges.
Right.
Remember that discrepancy we talked about with the graduation rate?
Yeah.
Well, the report acknowledges that the state's calculation method doesn't really reflect their success accurately.
Okay.
So they've actually started tracking their own graduation numbers.
Interesting.
Which paint a much more positive picture.
Okay, so they're using their own data to tell a more complete story.
Exactly. That's interesting. It takes guts to challenge those official metrics.
It does.
And present their own data like that.
It really shows their commitment to transparency and to continuous improvement.
Absolutely, I agree.
Yeah, and that commitment is really highlighted in the section of the report that focuses on you know, the important questions that their data analysis raised.
Oh, yes. What were some of those key questions?
Well, one that stood out to me was, what can the school do to increase that sense of belonging for the students?
That keeps coming up.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, and it makes you think about the unique challenges of creating that sense of belonging in a continuation school.
Right.
Because these students may have had really negative experiences in those traditional high schools.
Yeah.
So building that trust and that sense of community might take a very different approach.
It's definitely a complex issue.
It is.
But they're tackling it head on. You know, they're exploring all kinds of different strategies, you know, from expanding extracurricular activities to creating more interactive and engaging lessons. They even talk about maybe piloting a leadership course.
Oh, interesting.
Which could really empower students to kind of take ownership of the school culture.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. It's really about creating that holistic educational experience that addresses not only their academic needs, but also their social and emotional well-being.
100%. They're not just focused on getting kids across that graduation finish line.
No.
They're helping them develop into well-rounded people.
Right. Exactly. Mm. And that focus on the whole student is also obvious in their commitment to preparing those students for life after graduation.
Yeah, that's right.
Whether that's pursuing higher education or entering the workforce.
The report highlighted college and career readiness as a major priority. And it sounds like they're doing a lot to make sure those students are prepared.
Yeah, they are. It goes beyond just dual enrollment.
Okay.
They also have a career guidance coordinator.
Okay.
And a career technician on campus every week.
Wow.
To help students explore different options and connect with local community colleges.
So they're bringing the resources right to the students?
Yeah, they are.
That's great.
And they're proactive about informing both students and parents mm-hmm. about those post-secondary possibilities,
right.
including financial aid options. They even host a college night where students can meet representatives from different colleges.
It's a very comprehensive support system.
It is, yeah. And for those students who are thinking about entering the workforce, FRLHS is really incorporating career exploration into the curriculum.
Oh, that's interesting. How does that work?
Well, for example, in science classes, students might give presentations about careers related to different fields of study.
Yeah.
In personal finance, they work on things like resumes and cover letters and, you know, job search skills.
Right.
And they even have opportunities to do internships, like the one that's offered through Kaiser Permanente.
Wow. So they're getting real world experience.
Yeah, they are.
That's fantastic.
It's great that they're giving them a taste of what those different careers actually involve.
Yeah.
And they're not doing it alone. You know, they've got these partnerships with local businesses. Community organizations, even the El Monte Police Department.
Wow.
To create this network of support.
It's like a village, right?
It really does.
Yeah.
And that community connection extends to their approach to social emotional learning as well.
Right. We talked about that wellness center.
Yeah.
But they're also collaborating with outside organizations.
They are. They partner with groups like Foothill Family.
Okay.
Which offers these group meetings on campus to help students develop healthy relationship skills.
They're really tapping into the expertise of the community.
Yeah, they are.
To make sure those students have what they need to succeed.
Exactly.
It's inspiring to see a school so dedicated to creating that kind of environment.
Yeah, especially for students who haven't always had the best experiences in school.
Right, exactly.
It's like they're saying, we believe in you and we're here to help you reach your full potential.
100%. And it's clear that they're not leaving any stone unturned.
No. They're not.
When it comes to providing a truly holistic educational experience.
It's really impressive.
Yeah.
And what's really cool is their commitment to constantly evolving. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not afraid to try new things, evaluate their programs, and adapt based on the data.
They're all about continuous improvement.
They are.
That's great.
That's what sets them apart.
Yeah.
It suggests that they're really well positioned to make a positive impact on the lives of their students for years to come.
Absolutely. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really remarkable how they're creating this space where students who haven't always done well in traditional schools can succeed, you know?
Absolutely. And something that stood out to me in the report was how much they emphasize student voice.
Right.
And agency.
Yeah.
They're really trying to build a culture where students feel empowered to actively participate
in
their own education.
The report talks about how they give students choices and incorporate their feedback into how things are done.
Give me an example.
Okay, well, for assignments, sometimes students will have different options for how they want to complete them.
I see.
Or they'll even get to pick the topics for projects.
Oh, that's cool. That's a great way to get them invested.
It is. It really taps into their individual interests.
Yeah.
And they've also got this student advisory council.
Oh, wow.
Where students can share their perspectives and ideas directly with the school leaders.
So they really have a voice.
Yeah, they do.
That's fantastic.
It shows that they value student input.
Absolutely. It's a real shift away from that top-down approach to education.
Exactly.
It feels much more collaborative.
Yeah, and they encourage teachers to use a lot of different teaching strategies that promote active learning and engagement.
Got it. So it's not just about sitting there and passively listening.
Right. It's about getting involved in the learning process.
Makes sense. And thinking back to that challenge they have with fostering a sense of belonging, I wonder if giving students more ownership over their learning could be a part of the solution.
I think you're right. If students feel like they have a voice in what and how they're learning, they're going to be more invested in the school community.
Exactly. It's about creating that feeling of, my voice matters here. I'm not just a number. I'm an active participant in my education.
Yeah, and that can be so motivating for students, especially for students who felt overlooked or ignored.
Right, especially for them.
It really all comes full circle, doesn't it?
It does.
Academics, belonging, engagement, they're all connected.
They really are.
And it seems like FRLA just gets that.
Yeah, it's clear that they understand those connections.
Uh-huh.
And they're working hard to create an environment that supports those students in every way.
Right, because success isn't just about grades.
No, it's not.
It's about personal growth, too.
Absolutely. It's about becoming a well-rounded individual.
Exactly. So As we wrap up this deep dive into Fernando Arledesma High School, I'm wondering, why should our listener care?
That's a good question.
You know, they might not live in this community. They might not have kids in continuation schools.
Right.
So why is this important to them?
Well, I think FRLHS is a great example of why those alternative pathways in education are so important.
Okay.
Not all students do well in that traditional school setting.
Right.
And these continuation schools can be a lifeline.
Yeah. For students who might otherwise fall through the cracks.
They're proof that second chances are real.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that every student deserves a chance.
Every student deserves that opportunity.
To succeed, no matter their background.
Yeah, and I think FRLHS shows us just how transformative a supportive school environment can be.
Absolutely. It's about investing in the well-being of those students and empowering them to learn.
And when we do that, incredible things can happen.
This deep dive has been really eye-opening.
It has.
We've learned about the challenges continuation schools face.
Yeah.
And the amazing things they're doing to overcome them.
Absolutely.
So as we sign off today, I want to leave our listeners with a question.
Okay.
What can you do to support continuation schools in your own community?
Yeah. Great question.
These schools are often underfunded and underappreciated.
Yeah, they are.
But they're so important for so many students.
They really are.
So how can you get involved?
Right.
Maybe it's volunteering. Maybe it's donating. Maybe it's just spreading the word about the great work they're doing.
It all makes a difference.
It does. Because when we invest in the success of these students, we're investing in the future of our communities.
Absolutely.
What a great note to end on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
And until next time, keep diving.